At 8 in the morning on Friday, the doors to the lieutenant governor's office opened and the candidates began flooding in. Few candidates, incumbents, or challengers waited to file their papers with Utah Elections. Many state legislators filed within the first few hours, with more still coming this week. And this week, many of the most compelling races in Utah are just starting to materialize.
Good morning. My name is Charles Allen Stormont, and I'm here today to announce that I'm running to be the Attorney General of the great state of Utah.
That's Assistant Attorney General Charles Stormont announcing on Tuesday that he's running for Utah Attorney General as a Democrat, likely pitting himself against his current employer, Republican Attorney General Sean Reyes. Reyes was tapped to serve as Attorney General after John Swallow resigned from the post last December. Stormont served under Swallow during his brief tenure, and he says the events of Swallow's scandal motivated him to run.
I had a moment a few months back where I was sitting there and I was wondering, what am I going to tell my children 20 years from now when they ask, what did you do when you learned about the problems in your office? And I want to be able to tell them that I stood up and I gave the people a real choice.
When asked what Attorney General Reyes thought of his employee gunning for his job, Stormont had this to say.
I sat down with Sean a couple weeks ago and let him know that I planned on running. We had a really nice conversation, and I really look forward to the process. It's certainly a little bit different than what we usually see, but I have no reason to think that it won't be a great campaign all around.
An hour after Stormont's announcement, District Attorney Sim Gill announced his re-election campaign for Salt Lake County District Attorney. He cited unfinished business as his reason for running.
I really strongly believe in the work that we've done. We still have a lot of work to do. We're involved in some very important issues, and I want to see them through, and I want to finish those things out. And we've got another 4 years to position the district attorney's office for the next 20 years. We've been playing by a handbook, which we've used for the last 30 years. It's really about creating this office that can enter the 21st century, both in technology, in our standing, in our responsibility. So there's still too much work to be done here for me not to stay here.
Before Gill's announcement, some were speculating that the Democrat might run for attorney general. But Gill, who has been investigating the John Swallow case, says he's simply dedicated to the job he's doing now as district attorney.
I'll be honest with you. It was something that I thought about. I was very flattered. There were several offices that colleagues had wanted me to consider, and I really appreciated that trust. But as I said before, when it came down to why I ran the first time and what I want to accomplish for our community, there was in the end, it was an easy decision because what we have started, we want to finish.
Another race of note is for the open seat in Utah's 4th Congressional District. Republican Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love enters the race with name recognition carrying over from her campaign in 2012, and Democrat Doug Owens may inspire memories of his congressman father. But Love first has to get past Republican Bob Feuer in the caucuses this year. Feuer filed his paperwork on Tuesday, and he bills himself as a businessman and Reagan-esque Republican.
Mia Love and I, when the basic issues, all believe in the same things. Second Amendment, right to life, balanced budget, limited government, Second Amendment again. You know, we believe in the same thing. I think if there's a difference, it's how do we achieve those objectives? And I guess, my business background is more to try to achieve those objectives more through talking and compromising and negotiations than just through confrontation.
Caucuses begin this week for both the Democratic and Republican parties. Democrats will meet for the first time on Tuesday, while Republicans will kick things off on Thursday. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.